This is Michael McAllister, also known as DJ Mike, representing KSJD Radio. We're having a little conversation with Terry Hendricks on the phone about her latest album, Talk to a Human. Hello and welcome, Terry.
Hello there. I'm really glad to visit with you, DJ Mike.
You bet, Terry. Glad to have you here. Thank you so much for taking time out of your morning to speak with us about your latest album, which is entitled Talk to a Human. It's part three of the Project 5 series. This is a multi-year album and autobiographical project. Terry, could you fill me in on what inspired and motivated the Project 5?
In all honesty, mortality. I had this period in my life where I got real sick, and then I thought, well, you know, you can't take any day for granted, and I had a bunch of songs that seemed to be thematically linked. And so I started this project in 2016, and basically it was each component is kind of folds within a genre, but the subject matter is thematically linked. So, you know, the first one in the project was folk, and then the second one was blues, and then the third one was a hybrid of them both, and then the fourth one is an EP that's electronica of all things, but they all have thematically linked with, you know, resilience. On each album is a song about a strong women. And so, so that mortality is what motivated me. And then I got into it and I was like, this project's going to kill me. it's been a wild ride for sure.
Well, that sounds great, Terry. I know I've been enjoying the album immensely, and I do feel like it really speaks to women's issues, especially at this age, as things are changing for a lot of people. Definitely speaks to this age group. And in fact, I wanted to address the title track, Talk to a Human. The name kind of says it all, but could you speak to the inspiration for that particular song?
We're in this age of social media and Twitter and Facebook, and I just, when something happens to a friend or a family member, I don't want to read about it on Facebook or by a tweet. I want them to pick up the phone and call me. And so it was a little bit about that, and a little bit about how hard it is to get customer service and really reach somebody on the phone that's a human. So, you know, I was just found myself all the time, I just want to talk to a human. And so it ended up being this tune called Talk to a Human. And it was also also, like in the chorus, you know, it's like Messenger to Mercury. It originally, that song was Messenger to Mercury, which was about a space mission sending a device to go up to Mercury and try to get data and then shoot that data back to Earth. And when I read that article, I was like, we need that same device, but just to circle our planet and give us data back on kindness and compassion and empathy. And so I was like, wait, getting wasted up there in space. Let's just have that data. Let's just have that same device circle our planet. So there's like, I guess, dual themes inside that song.
Absolutely. And themes that I think we all feel these days in the year 2019. Absolutely. Terry, on the album, you also delve into history a little bit on some tracks. I heard a little bit of your personal history in Mi Madre, but also, more interestingly, the song WASP. Could you speak to the history and the inspiration for that particular song?
Yeah, I went to the Bob Bullock Museum in Austin, and when I was there, they had this big display on WASP, the Women Air Force Service Pilots, and I had never heard of them before, and I became just really interested in it, came home, and then started studying it and reading information about them. And these women ferried planes in World War II, and they tested planes out as well. I mean, could you imagine testing out a plane? I mean, you don't really get a do-over in that, and these women were so courageous and brave, and some of them lost their life, and they weren't considered members of the military, so when they did die, they didn't get military funerals. And it was a little bit, there's a lot of politics that had to do with that, because they were women, and they weren't treated with the respect that they should have been. And so they were really a major part of World War II, and they didn't get the credit due them. They finally are now, but it's taken years and years for them to do that. There's only a few of them that are still living, but it's a fascinating story. I could have probably written a whole album on WASP.
I'm
definitely going to go back and revisit some of it.
Absolutely.
In the future.
Yeah, thank you so much for recognizing WASP after they're somewhat forgotten by history. But yes, that is wonderful. Moving on, Terry, away from the album, there's a nonprofit that you started based in the San Marcos, Texas area, called Own Your Own Universe. Has to do with music and music education. Could you share with us what that is and what that means to you?
Sure. In 1989, I was diagnosed with epilepsy, and I've been able to have a really wonderful career in music, and toured, but around 2008, my medications were changed, and I had an allergic reaction, and I ended up having a series of seizures that created a lesion in my brain, and so I had memory loss because of it, and were it not for music, I don't think I would have rebounded the way I did. The brain is fascinating, and the fact that you can have some damage, and that with proper care, your brain can heal itself and kind of like route around the issue, so it'll find a way to heal itself. Well, at least mine did, and I feel like music had a huge part in that. And so in 2000, I started the idea in 2008 with what music was doing for me to heal, and then in 2012 it became a nonprofit. And I just I wanted to create a place that was safe for people with disabilities to forget that they had one. And so people that come, we basically use the creative arts to change lives. So we will do an event, and I'll get people to come to the event for free that perhaps have cancer. And then I make sure that people are at that same event that had the type of cancer that they have, but they have made it through it. So basically you're pairing someone that's newly diagnosed with somebody that went through that very same cancer type and came out the other end. So it's and using music as the common thread between both of them, and so we have a really high success rate with our women's retreat of women that some of the women that come to our women's retreat have been carrying a really horrible diagnosis with them, and every year they return. And we add someone else to the retreat and it's been mind-blowing to see how people's health improve in spite of their diagnosis just by using music to do it. And so it's all of the arts. Music, photography, dance, movement, health, you know, so just using the arts to prop people up. And then we started the OIOU Kids Club because the area, I bought 12 acres in a really pretty much rural area, and we have a lot of poverty around where I live, and in our schools in Texas, they're taking a lot of money away from the arts, and it just doesn't seem to be a priority to have in our government to here in Texas to really put money into the arts. And so part of what we do with the OIOU is we have the OIOU Kids Club, where we're helping kids in kids' music camp. Picking up an instrument, playing, learning to songwrite. And I know how to do loops, so I'm really fascinated with electronica music, so that a lot of kids are too. So they like looping and and things like that. So we're using those tools as well, and making it to where kids don't. It's like money's not what we worry about. It's just we find a way to make it work. If a kid really wants to learn and play guitar, then we'll get them a guitar. And so that's been really rewarding as well. So, but the whole nonprofit is based around embracing and enjoying the arts. We don't ever, some of the things happen on my 12 acres, and then other things happen other places in San Marcos, Texas, and Martindale, Texas. And everything is handicapped accessible. You know, we only work in buildings that where there's no accessibility issues, which is harder than you think to find. It's pretty hard. But yeah, so that's what it is.
Wow, that's amazing, Terry, that you're engaging in that work. I think we could do an entire interview on the OYOU project alone.
It's beautiful. It's so beautiful. Some of my friends changed my life, and then because of that, I'm changing lives. And you change the life of one child, you think about the interactions that child is going to have with so many other people. And to me, that totally has made making music. It's changed my life with where I play and what I do. It's completely has a new meaning that has been so rewarding.
Absolutely, I could not agree more, Terry. And I want to thank you for speaking us today. We're on the phone with Terry Hendricks. Terry is a Texas-based singer-songwriter. She's been recognized by Acoustic Guitar Magazine as one of the 20 essential contemporary singer-songwriters. And if you listen to her latest album, Talk to a Human, you will have no doubt that that is well-deserved. And as well, Terry, talking about your OYOU, Own Your Own Universe project, what a great thing to be involved in as well. What a helpful thing. Any words for our listeners before we say goodbye, Terry?
Oh, just thanks for listening to independent radio. And it's really important now more than ever to support public radio and independent stations that have their own playlists. Because we got to think outside of Spotify, you know. I mean,
yes.
Spotify it's an important part of our world now. But it's really refreshing and wonderful to talk to somebody that's a human, and know that there's a human behind their playlist and not just an algorithm. So it's just a delight. If a listener is new to my music, it's a real pleasure to have the opportunity to talk to you and to listeners. So thank you.
Oh, thank you, Terry. Thank you so much for joining us and having a conversation about your latest album, Talk to Human, as well as some of your nonprofit music education projects like OYOU, Own Your Own Universe. Terry, unfortunately, we have to say goodbye now, but again, thank you for joining us. This is Mike McAllister representing KSJD, signing off, and see you later, Terry.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have a great day.
Sure will.
Bye.